you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
Reading from Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1. The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands the foolish one tears hers down. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, June 1st, 2022. Marianne, we like to call this the Prime Life Times in Review.
Well, we do like to call it that, and we do call it that.
Yes.
Every Wednesday.
And we have our special content contributor, our children's choir director, our all-around great godly woman, Dee Chesser, joining us in the studio at our Marketplace Mall location right between LensCrafters and Old Navy. It's always fun to see our neighbors walking in, walking by, looking in, thinking, yeah, oh, wow, they're doing a program.
Yeah.
And here we are. It's Wednesday, the first day of June. Happy June, everyone. Happy
thank
June, guys.
You, thank you. Thank you.
Guys and gals. And,
oh, there's just two gals. Are you talking to yourself? Yeah.
Well, I was generic for the listener, too.
Oh,
the guys and gals tuning in, the boys
oh,
and
wow.
girls,
okay.
grandma
yeah.
and grandpas. And
hi, guys.
There are three gals here.
Hi,
so.
Gals. Oh, that's right. Little Lucy,
yes.
who has to be held because we forgot her blanket.
And I did post that picture of you and Lucy on our Facebook page so everyone can see your little puppy that you didn't bring her little blankie or whatever.
No, so she's pouting on my shoulder.
Yeah, so if you can't hear Dean quite as well, she might have to be leaning back to make room for puppy here. So Monday was Memorial Day,
yes,
which thank you, God, for those that have served our nation and
yes.
paid the ultimate price for our freedoms and the family members that still continue to grieve or live with the absence of their loved one. And we appreciate all of our veterans and those that are serving now. And there were some good radio announcements on Memorial Day along with special music, but that's why we don't say Happy Memorial
That's
Day,
right,
because it's a day. You announced a few different spots along those lines to help us all understand that it's a very solemn day.
Yes.
Day of remembrance.
That's good to know, isn't it?
Yeah. And then yesterday we had Jan Matthew back. It was fun having her a week ago reading her article in the May edition of the Prime Life Times. And she read about her book and shared and sent us both a nice little email. She enjoyed our
very
time together and we appreciate Jan, and today it's the Prime Life Times in Review, and I already set out four or five notes and cards. And yesterday at our staff meeting, Dee, I read some of the responses we've had from our listeners to encourage the team to let them know the impact that they're having through the godly teaching and programming and how the radio ministry is touching many lives. So we'll spend some time today reading some of the listener letters. We appreciate your mail, your feedback, your comments, your thoughts, your prayer requests, and we'll share some of those with you today.
Very good. Okay, so the June edition has a beautiful front page. Thank you, Kelly, who's our graphic designer. The article is by Maggie Doherty Roberts called Ephemeral. I hope I said that right. I'm not the best at knowing how to say every single word on earth. Visitors, and it's beautiful about all the flowers and birds that just come by and last a few days and move on. I love it. And now we're going to have Dee read on A14. Under our lifestyle section, pride goeth before. Okay, Dee.
And it does. How many old sayings did you commit to memory years ago just from hearing parents, grandparents, family, and friends pepper their speech with, easy come, easy go, or better late than never.
Peppered their speech. I like that one.
That's great.
Earlier, I should say to everyone, we were talking all about donuts and then health food.
And you went right back to that.
Yeah, but, well, you guys were, you know, tipping the scale with the vegetarian diets and these other things. I had to bring back the sugar-coated things. And
get us back on track.
Yeah, that's right.
You always have to use lots of pepper if you're a good cook.
Hmm.
Some of these sayings were wise. Some were serious. Some were funny. And some were downright silly. But just like those before us, we find ourselves slipping them into our conversations today. The one I find myself using most often, I picked it up listening to a coworker from Texas, is when someone says she or he will see me next week, I'll reply, "The Lord willin' and the creek don't rise."
I love that.
This was just a saying until we moved to Champaign. Lo and behold, there was a creek in the backyard. During a long, steady rain, which fortunately we don't have a lot of here, this thing would overflow and come up the hill 40 feet because it was basically a drainage ditch. Our builder assured us it would never come up the 100 feet to the house. If it did, the whole city of Champaign would be flooded, he said. Having lived through the flood of 51 in Minnesota, this wasn't very reassuring. But back to the sayings. I remember so many. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. I liked that one a lot as a kid. It was a good one to spring on Mom when she gave me some chores to do. Didn't work, though. He's been around the block a few times. To me, that just meant his mom would let him go further than the end of the neighborhood street, which we were never allowed to do. He who laughs last laughs best. What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
If at first you don't succeed, try again. How many times do I have to try, I wonder?
And what's that? The That's little great. Cartoon the kids love, the little train?
Engine oh, that could.
I think I can.
A bird in hand is worth two in the bush. Sure wouldn't want one in my hand, yuck.
Oh.
We have so many birds where I live now, and we have this little walkway thing behind my apartment. I bet we have 200 of them. They're just going crazy, and there's a lot of yuck around.
No. As you're sharing all these, I'm thinking when we had our English conversations going, and we would spend sometimes a few weeks on the idioms or the phrases and things that we say, that cost me an arm and a leg. And they would say, they'd look at each other, what does that mean?
Strange people.
Amputation. And then there are the money idioms. A penny saved is a penny earned. A fool and his money are soon parted. There's also one about fruit. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Well, not at my age.
Yeah.
And of course, pride goeth before a fall. That one came home to roost in my garage in a big way. My grandson and son-in-law had built shelves for me in the garage to contain my Christmas decor. The shelves took up about two-thirds of one wall. At the end of the shelves, the three largest Christmas tubs were stacked, with one smaller tub on top, just as heavy as the ones beneath. In the open space beyond them, I put multiple smaller Christmas trees, snowmen, and other standing decor.
And I'm going to jump in here. You have to know Dee, too, because she has these seasonal decorations.
Oh, that's awesome.
Where
that's incredible.
She's Miss Hospitality, and so depending on the time of year, the various tubs would come out. Everything would be decorated up. She'd invite friends and family over.
She's great at that. If it's Valentine's, you know when you go to Dee's house.
And she has them all labeled, and she knows what's going to go on and what's next and what's coming up.
One day I had a wonderful idea. There were 2x4s in the garage and I could put them under the top tub on the Christmas stack. Where they stuck out over the Christmas trees and snowmen, I could place the sled with the snow boys on it.
Hmm.
Instant shelving! When it was finished, I showed it off to my friends, and they all complimented me, saying they were proud that I could come up with something so clever. Oops, there's that P word. When I showed my project to my son-in-law, his face was expressionless, and he stated, "Your fulcrum is off."
Oh, gosh.
My grandson...
I hate when they say that. Your fulcrum is off.
My grandson, a prophet, took one look, shook his head, and said, "That's an accident waiting to happen."
Oh, gee.
I just shrugged my shoulders all the while, thinking to myself that it was still a pretty good idea. All was well for about 3 weeks, until one day, which I had spent on the patio planting pansies. Try to say that really fast.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Whoa.
I suddenly remembered I needed to run to the post office. I grabbed my keys, opened the door to the garage, and oh my goodness! Sometime during that day, the tubs, the 2x4s, the sled, and everything around them had come tumbling down.
Tumbling down.
And they all were...
Came tumbling down. Is that Jack and Jill?
Yeah, they came tumbling down the hill.
Tumbling down.
And they all were wedged against my car.
Ooh.
The top tub so tightly I could not budge it. So I had to call my grandson, remember the prophet, and ask him to come rescue me, which he did. It took him all of 10 minutes to pull everything out and put it back. Minus, of course, the 2x4s and the sled. He was very kind and teased me only a little bit. The whole thing was a perfect application of pride goeth before a fall. I just thought of a couple more sayings. Don't cry over spilt milk, and the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. I can tell you for sure I am not climbing that fence. I am holding tightly to my milk glass, and no more improvised shelving.
That's a great article. And here's Dee's byline. Copyright D.A. Cheshire. Used by permission. Award-winning writer Dee directs the Great News Radio Children's Choir. You can contact her at deannecheshire@gmail.com.
And that Great News Radio Children's Choir, I know some mothers, some parents have asked, when is that going to be launched again? So we're still praying it up and waiting for things to clear out and be healthy and safe and levels are right.
I actually wrote a little song for it the next time it gets started.
Really?
About a week ago, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Okay, maybe that's the stirring of God to move this forward.
It's a sign or something.
A little stirring, that sounds good.
I love this article, it's great. I'm glad there was no real damage done.
No, everything survived.
Good.
But
good.
The shelf did not go back up.
Right. You do learn from things.
Hopefully.
I learn. Pride Goeth Before by Dee Cheshire in this June's edition of the Prime Life Times. I think we've had 3 or 4 new subscriptions starting in June and dozens of others. So if you want to get a year-long subscription starting at any month of your choosing, it's only $30. And that basically pays for the first-class postage to send it to you in a nice envelope. But you can stop by primelifetimes.com, look at the subscription tab, and it's real easy. You can just fill it out, send in a check, or just pay online, and we'll start mailing it to you or mail it to you today or this week.
Mm-hmm. Very good. There's lots of interesting articles in here, Mark.
They're all good, but this was a really good one.
A few people have said that. I'm glad that's come across that way.
And we'll probably have Joyce in, but we had that special announcement on A3, and we'll have a newsletter going out. I won't share what that specific is yet, but there's some really good things in here.
Listeners can guess at what you're saying.
Yes, good recipes. Roger Weisgarber, I think we'll be reading his story in a week or two.
Definitely.
And here's a picture of Mark Kugler. And he's going to win are we giving everyone something?
Yes, everyone gets something. At the end of the year, we'll give a grand prize.
The grand prize. So if you send in a picture of yourself holding up one of our editions, maybe it's on vacation, maybe it's at the barbershop, maybe it's where you're traveling, take a picture of yourself or have somebody take a picture of you holding the Prime Life Times, and it might get published, and then you'll get some kind of reward, and then you'll be eligible for the grand prize at the end of the year.
I don't know who it was. I can't recall right now, but somebody looked at that picture of Mark and said, that's classic Mark Googler.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's the one last year. He won, right?
Yeah, he did.
With the grizzly bear background.
Yeah, it was kind of hard to top.
He did one with, I think he was in a front loader or something, working on a farm roof way up in the air.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so... Yeah, he delivers the Prime Lifetimes publications all around the northern part, some into Indiana and assists.
Wow. So just send us in your picture from anywhere. It doesn't have to be anywhere exotic. I mean, I can't remember whose name it was that submitted the one with her beautiful dog from Tolono. That was a great one, too.
Yeah, and some it's in their backyard or it might be out
with
and about
grandkids,
in a restaurant.
Whatever. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So we have listener letters.
We do.
Appreciate all the feedback. We talked about this yesterday at our Zoom staff meeting, and I held up some of the pictures and photographs. This was the one that I led off with. It's the whole Peanuts group. Well, what's Charlie Brown?
Cute.
And which is that
Linus.
Pigpen? Linus?
That's Linus.
Oh, yeah. There's not the dust all around him. There's Lucy, and there's Snoopy, and the little... Or there's two little birds.
The little yellow bird.
Yeah.
The, yeah.
They're going, woohoo, too.
Oh, I love that card. I want to find out where
that
she got that.
That is so
cute.
Yeah,
it says, you have filled my heart with greater joy, Psalm 4, verse 7, because you're special and thought of with a smile.
That's
so
beautiful. I like that.
That Day Springs, it's Peanuts one, and it goes, congratulations on 35 years. So this was mailed to the WLUJ family of stations in Springfield. Prayers for many more and increasing success. Thanks to everyone involved for being a very bright light in the world. Peace and blessings from Terry from Springfield. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Terry.
I have one from Miriam from Shorewood, Illinois.
Yeah, I call her Ma Geyer.
There's a Shorewood, Minnesota.
Okay.
But it's on a real lake.
That may be on a lake, too.
Yeah.
I don't know, but probably not a Minnesota
probably
lake.
Probably a man-made lake.
Oh, my goodness, you are doing the Minnesota card.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but I get the biggest kick out of Illinois.
Sometimes it just happens to be. Minnesota just takes over.
Yeah.
Everybody calls ponds lakes.
Oh, no, we're onto it. We're going down that road.
Yeah. And drainage ditches are creeks.
Well, I liked that creek you had. There were ducks on it. So
yeah, it
drainage
was a very,
ditch or not.
Yeah, it was a very nice creek. Well, anyway, Miriam says, thanks for Prime Lifetimes, thinking of you and WGNN. Boy, that's appreciated, isn't it?
Yeah, she writes us every month, and she has a subscription to the Prime Lifetime, the beloved Prime Lifetimes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it how you've called it that, right from the very, very beginning.
Yeah.
That's cool, Mark. This is to the WGNN. This is from Thomas Burrow. What a blessing you are to me, WGNN. Thank you.
This is a short and sweet note from Linda from Champaign on one of our response cards that has WGNN, Great News Radio, and WLUJ family of stations. Pray for a great revival and hearts to turn to Jesus. Oh, that lights Dee's face up. She likes that. Love the station. Thank you, Linda.
Karen Harrison prays for revival all the time. It's just very touching to me.
Every day we need to pray for that. Mm-hmm. Oof, da. That's a Minnesota saying, too.
Oh, God. We want to make sure we attribute the right credit
to
the
right
state.
If it belongs to Minnesota, it has to be said.
Everything good comes out of Minnesota.
No, let's not go that far.
No,
I can't go with you there.
No, there are a few rotten things.
But you came out of Minnesota, Dee, and that's good.
Oh, thank you. I don't know if everybody in my family would agree with that. Well, this is a special one from Clarice in Lincoln, Illinois. And she says, please pray for my appeal case. Your radio station is a real comfort for me. I'm able to stay encouraged and try to encourage others. Keep up the good job. Sincerely, Clarice. And P.S., offering enclosed.
Yeah, I appreciate Clarice. She sometimes writes to Great News Radio or to the Springfield station, and I hand wrote a response and a prayer on that for her pending appeal. And she supports us. And obviously, when you're incarcerated, you don't make any money, really.
Yeah,
and so it's sacrificial giving.
Okay, this is from Karen in Macon.
Hey, Karen.
Illinois. God bless you all at WLUJ Great News Radio. Love Donna Leland's encouraging words of affirmation as she shares her heart of God's great love with us in her calm and kind way a true ambassador for the kingdom, as you all are. You and your ministry team are doing great work and reaching so many souls every day. Mm-hmm. May God bless and protect you and your families. In his name, Karen. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. This comes from Carol from Springfield. So thankful for WLUJ, exclamation point. We wake up to a variety of music that we love. Some new, some oldies, always just the right mix. Thanks, Tim. I love to continue my mornings with Donna. I love when she prays. She gets right to the point, concise and so well prayed. I love the teaching and look forward to hearing the word preached throughout the day. Happy birthday, WLUJ, exclamation point. Looking forward to another year of great teaching, wonderful music, and listening to my favorite, Donna. And this is Blessings, Carol.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you, Donna.
And here's a special one that we need to be thinking of right now from Marvin in Mansfield. Pray for farmers trying to get crops planted in spite of the weather.
Yeah. I made a comment a week or two ago about farmers, and a farmer friend or two said, Mark, I think you're out of your pay grade. I said something like, most of them have everything in now. And he said, no, a lot don't have them in. But at this point, they're
they
probably
do now,
getting
I think,
it close.
But it was wet. It was really raining.
This has been a long, wet spring.
Not like the ones in Minnesota.
No. But you know, it you're making fun of me now.
No, I'm not. Well, sort of.
It really is different because in Minnesota, you will get, like, it'll rain straight for 2 days. But here we have, all we have is pop-ups. You know, it'll rain for 30 minutes and then it quits. We have 2 hours of sunshine and then it rains for another 30 minutes.
Florida gets that too.
Florida gets that. Seattle, Washington. When I was out there, it was like, it's sunny, it's raining. It's raining, it's sunny. And then it's raining for like many hours and then it's sort of sunny.
But we always have to make the comparisons to Minnesota.
Right. Well, we do. Right. From anywhere in the world.
Yes. And the real lakes.
Oh my goodness. We're out of control. Okay. Do we have time for me to read one more? Okay. This is from Felicia in Springfield.
This is a special one I shared with our staff on Tuesday yesterday.
Oh, yeah, this is that one, yes. Okay, she says, God bless you all at WLUJ. My name is Felicia. I've been with and have enjoyed this station since day one. Wow, back in 1987. I enjoy listening to the many programs that were coming on then, especially Music Through the Night with Mike Kellogg.
Yeah, we all miss him.
I was saddened when he stopped coming on. Back in December of 1991, I became ill, and the songs he played, the scriptures he read, and the prayers he would pray, also just talking about the goodness of God and how Jesus came to save us from our sins, would comfort me through the night. I also enjoyed Through the Bible with J. Fernan McGee.
Yeah, he's
and
great.
Still enjoying him at 6 a.m. every morning. I continue to thank God for WLUJ, and my prayers were answered that they would remain on the air. Praise God. Here we are, 35 years later.
Yep.
Springfield did not have a gospel station back then, so I would listen to this station coming out of Decatur called WHFL, which was nice. I do not know for sure what became of that station when WLUJ came on. I always thought the two of them became WLUJ. However, I continue to praise God for it. I enjoy the share-a-thons they would have twice a year and also enjoying the new programs and announcers. My special ones are Charles Stanley, Dr. David Jeremiah, Tony Evans, and now Donna Leland in the morning. She is very comfortable to listen to, and some of the music she plays takes me back to when I was a child, like What Can Wash Away My Sins and others. May our God continue to bless you all at WLUJ. Please accept the love offering. I so love giving. God gave to me, and I'm sharing with you. Sincerely, Felicia.
What a sweet listener. And I think Joyce said yesterday, I need to get her on a Testimony Tuesday someday. So we'll be calling you if you're tuned
in. Hey, Felicia.
All right. Well, the Prime Life Times in Review. Get your edition or visit theprimelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, and you can read it online. But better yet, stop by one of those 400 area locations and pick up a copy that you can touch and turn the pages and read at your convenience.
And please send Dee an email and tell her, please keep writing. So good. Thanks, Dee.
Thanks, Dee. Thanks, Marianne. And thank you, listener, for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Dee Chesser with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.